With SRN News, I'm Ron DeRockstra. President Biden welcoming the release of a four-year-old American-Israeli girl held by Hamas.
After Abigail Idan was safely back in Israel, the president said, thank God she's home. The four-year-old, whose parents were killed in the October 7th Hamas attack, has dual Israeli-U.S. citizenship. She was the first U.S. hostage to be released under terms of the ceasefire. At a news conference, Mr. Biden said what Abigail endured the last few weeks is unthinkable. The White House said later the president spoke by telephone with members of the girl's family in the U.S. and Israel. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Also at SRNNews.com, retail executives are bracing for a possible spending slowdown through the holidays. American consumers continue to face pressure from dwindling savings, increased credit card debt, and stubborn inflation. In fact, shoppers cut their buying in October, ending six straight months of gains. Well, big box retailer Walmart said it noticed shoppers cutting back last month and offered a muted annual sales outlook. There are multiple tributes planned this week for the late former First Lady Rosalynn Carter.
Memorial events to honor former First Lady Rosalynn Carter start Monday with a wreath-laying ceremony at Georgia Southwestern State University in the town of Americus, Georgia, about 15 minutes from Plains, where the First Lady went to college. Jill Stuckey, superintendent of the Jimmy Carter National Historic Park Service, tells reporters,
Mrs. Carter will be buried here in Plains on their home property.
President Biden, Vice President Harris, and former First Lady Laura Bush scheduled to attend a tribute celebration for Mrs. Carter on Tuesday. Laura Winters, Atlanta.
A hearing set for today to help determine whether a Georgia railroad can legally condemn property to build a rail line. More at SRN News. I'm Ron DeRockstra. Support for abortion in this country is soaring.
According to a new Wall Street Journal NORC poll, 55% of respondents say a woman should be able to get an abortion for any reason, no questions asked. That's one of the highest levels since analysts started asking the question back in the 1970s. Democrats are the most pro-abortion. 77% support the procedure for any reason. The survey also reveals that 86% of Americans want access to abortion in cases of rape or incest. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Persecution of Christians in Sudan is not slowing down. Suspected Muslim terrorists set off a bomb at a church in Omdurman this month, caving in the roof and setting a fire that consumed furniture, Bibles, and hymnals. International Christian Concern says the house of worship was nearly 100 years old and shared by two local communities. A civil war in the country has only made things worse for believers. This is SRN News. Merriam-Webster's chosen its 2023 Word of the Year.
The word is authentic. And in an age of deep fakes and artificial intelligence, Merriam-Webster editor-at-large Peter Sokolowski says lookups of the word authentic were boosted to new heights throughout the year on the dictionary company's website. He says we see in 2023 a kind of crisis of authenticity. He says what we realize is that when we question authenticity, we value it even more. Sokolowski and his team don't delve into the reasons why people look up specific words. Rather, they chase the data on lookup spikes and world events that correlate. Authentic follows 2022's choice of the word gaslighting. I'm Donna Warder.
Check out more details. Log on to SRNNews.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.